Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
Well, Jessica Belzer is the co-founder and designer at Project Dyad, launched in 2016. It's a Cape Town-based studio specializing in the design and manufacture of leather accessories. And I've been spending time, Jessica, on your website today, and there truly are things of incredible beauty. What was the catalyst that got Project Dyad off the ground?
Hi, thank you for having me on. That's quite a good question. So,
unusual for me, Jessica. It's unusual. Good questions are not my forte. So I'm delighted. What was the catalyst?
It actually started me working with Vincent already in 2012, and we ran a business called Urban Africa, and we were doing leather work already. But it was slightly different. We did a lot of like custom-made work, and it was basically a normal progression of a business. We were working and realizing, okay, how can we grow? Like, what would be the next step for us to grow in a business and creatively? So then we brainstormed, and eventually we came to the conclusion that we wanted to almost have a fresh start. So yeah, start a new brand with, a more refined concept.
Oh, and the Vincent you refer to is Vincent Urbane, and Vincent had that creative studio called Urban Africa. You joined him.
And now the two of you
have launched Project Dyad. What is Project Dyad? D-Y-A-D. It's not a concept I've ever heard of.
When one wants to start a business, the name is so important. And then we were thinking about, okay, what defines us? And it started as with the two of us as a team. And then, you think about your creative process. And for me, a lot of the creativity comes from playing around with opposites, harmonies, balance. And all of these include at least two parts. So then I was researching words that mean two or team. And then I came across the word dyad, which basically describes the smallest possible group of two. And so that's why we chose Dyad and Project, because we wanted to create something that's constantly evolving and changing. So then we put Project and Dyad together.
I feel sorry for the third person who joins your group, because then they'll feel left out. this idea of creating a studio and creating leather goods, and I mean, these are specialist products. They're beautifully made. They're handmade. These are crafts. Take me through the design process. I mean, who is the business, and who is the artist in the business?
Okay. I think I'm definitely more on the creative side, and Vincent is more the business mind. And for me, the creative process is, so the funny part about it is, like, working is actually making things in the studio, producing. That is a good start for the creative process. So for me, a lot of it starts being in the studio, being hands-on, making things and working with the material, and that often sparks ideas. And so, and I suppose as a creative person, it's often hard to pinpoint one inspiration. You know, we're kind of little sponges that just absorb all the things around us. And then, by working and being around the material, there's every now and again, there comes that idea, and that develops into a range or a product or,
How do you manage the business? I mean, if you're both artists, and two artists do not a business necessarily make, yet you have to buy the products, you have to buy all the materials, and you have to make yourself a decent profit at the end of the day, otherwise you go out of business. How do you marry the two?
I think the challenge often for entrepreneurs in general is, like, we have these ideas, and then the question is like, okay, but then we have to be all of a sudden marketing managers, and have to think of, like, how do you make profit, how do you sell, how do you do all these things? And for me personally, it's just been like a gradual learning process and discovering that I had actually talents that I didn't even know before. I had no idea that I had a business mind. Only when you're in it, you start sometimes realizing, whoa, I didn't know I could do this. And then the thing is like asking questions, asking for help. I feel like what helps me a lot is having a community and knowing I know other smaller businesses that you can ask for advice. And that's been really, really helpful.
And how do you get your products to market? I mean, you've got to make these beautiful leather products. How do you actually get them into the market? What is your distribution?
So, most of our business, especially since last year, happens online. So people find our website mainly through social media. So at this point, it's unavoidable that one has an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and is active and learns that whole process. Then what helped us in the past was like doing markets in around Cape Town, which helped us be discovered by other people. So from there, we actually got a lot of contacts to international clients, for example, that are still our clients and ordering online now. Or we've met people that had shops and they found us through the market in Cape Town. Or supplying other shops within Cape Town, and that then kind of grows into other regions. So there's other people that go to the Zaitz Museum, the Zaitz Mocha Museum in Cape Town, and then they find our bags in the museum shop, and then they contact us and it's like, oh, I would like to stock your products. But a lot of it is also social media. We had a lot of people that we're still working together that reached out on us to us on Instagram. So that's really been the biggest platform.
Does it feel like work, or do you still have fun with it?
I would say there are days where it does feel like work. I can't say it's always fun, but it's I love what I do. And there's, like, everybody has good days and bad days, and that happens too. But as long as the good days are the majority of days, I'm very happy.
It's a lovely tale. Thank you, Jessica Balzer, co-founder and designer at Project Dyad. Hello. Fantastic leather goods being made in Cape Town. The distribution strategy is always interesting. And when it comes to, you know, these sort of small projects that start out and then really come together and working together and collaborating and creating. And that's really hard for so many people. I think lots of people are put off trying to start a business because they're intimidated by the business aspect. Then you need to listen to somebody like a Jessica Balzer, because you don't know what you're good at until you take the plunge. You don't know whether you can market or even keep track of the accounts until you actually get going and get the job done. Jessica Balzer, thank you for joining us this evening on The Money Show.